proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and on today's program, I'd like to share with you a special presentation of The Messiah, a King After David. A portion of this program was provided by Brother Tom Ebert, who serves in Milwaukee, Wisconsin with IBJM. This was also recently featured in our quarterly magazine, The Everlasting Nation. If you'd like to obtain your copy of the magazine or to obtain a subscription of The Everlasting Nation magazine, please go to ibjm.org for more information. Now, with that in mind, let's begin our discussion on the important topic, a Messiah, a King after David. As Christians, we believe that Jesus is the Jewish Messiah, but he had to qualify to be such a Messiah. One of the qualifications was that he was to be of the seed of David. How do we know that, and can it be proven? The title, Son of David, is very significant, which is tied to the famous Davidic covenant passage, which is noted in 2 Samuel 7 and 1 Chronicles 17. In 1 Samuel 7, after David would die, God would set up thy seed after thee and establish his kingdom. David's son Solomon would build a house, the temple, and God would establish his throne and kingdom forever. The house also refers to his family, meaning the physical descendants, and would not be put out of existence. There would always be a Davidic line according to this promise. So this covenant is forever. It is unconditional, never to be done away with. The title Son of David is first mentioned in the ministry of Jesus in Matthew 9:27. Jesus healed two blind men who addressed him by this title. Calling Jesus the Son of David reflects the growing understanding of the people at that time identifying Jesus as messianic in character. The Messiah would have to come through the seed of the woman, according to Genesis 3:15. That would lead him to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and then to Jacob's son Judah, found in Genesis 49, verses 9 and 10. Judah's line would lead to Jesse, and then finally to David, which leads us to the Messiah. During the triumphal entry, the crowd cried, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord! This was to proclaim him as Messiah, yet most did not really believe what they said based on the crucifixion just a few days later. It's interesting to note that in Matthew 23, verse 39, Jesus' last words to the nation said this, Ye shall not see me henceforth till ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. In other words, he's saying, I am leaving and not coming back until you proclaim me as Messiah and really mean it. The usage of this title referring to the Messiah indicates very clearly that everyone expected the Messiah to be a descendant of the Davidic line. The greatest qualification for one claiming to be Messiah would be proof of the actual line of descent, easily demonstrated by presenting one's genealogy. In fact, if Jesus didn't qualify by way of genealogy, he would have been disposed of right away by his enemies. The fact that there was silence to this matter is deafening. It would indicate that the genealogies of Jesus are accurate and prove the key factor that he is indeed in line to be the Messiah. The New Testament presents two genealogies, Matthew 1 and Luke chapter 3. These genealogies teach us two different descents of Jesus. In Matthew, it's the legal descent on Joseph's side, starting with David through Solomon. Luke's genealogy begins with Heli, the grandfather of Jesus, on Mary's side. In Luke 1, the angel Gabriel prophesied unto Mary, that the Lord shall give thee unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Jesus certainly met the qualifications of a legal and blood descendant of the line of David, setting him up to sit on the throne of David. Jesus, the Son of God, was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, according to Romans 1, verse 3. Jesus qualified as the Messiah, a blood descendant of David. Had Jesus not been so, he could not have been the ultimate and perfect sacrifice for our sins, nor reign as the Messianic King. A good lesson for us today. Now, I want to thank you for tuning in today. If you'd like to hear this program again, simply visit us at ibjm.org. And also, as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, Shalom, Shalom, Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.